Time to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Today we've got Scott Arthur with us, the Washington High School Band Boosters. What are you, president?
No, treasurer. I don't want to be a president of anything.
Whoa, I'm sorry. The treasurer of the Washington High School Band Boosters. What a great event coming up this Saturday night before the Big Hatchet ball game. Great idea, because, you know, I've said it 100 times. You can never go wrong with a pulled pork dinner, can you?
No, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping everybody's going to enjoy it. Should be some good food, 4:30 to 7:30 in the cafeteria.
Now, if you want to come to this meal, you've got a little advantage if you get your reservations in before the actual dinner Saturday night, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're doing a $5. It's a reservation, not a ticket. I always lose tickets, so we're trying something different here. It's going to be a deal just like you go into a restaurant. We'll have your name on the list and how many people you got. $5 for those. We're probably going to shut those off sometime tomorrow. Part of the idea of that was we could know how much we need to prepare.
Sure. So, absolutely. Makes sense. So how do you get those reservations?
So there are some kids still doing it, but mainly for the next day or so, WHSGoldenPride.com. is our band booster website. There's a spot right on there where you can buy your tickets, pay with a credit card. We'll have you set up and ready when you get to the door.
I've said this before. You guys are the hardest working booster club group, and we got a lot of great booster clubs out there. We're not selling anybody short, but these guys work year-round because, Scott, you were saying your competition, you have two seasons. You're into a winter drumline season now, right?
Yeah, exactly, Dwayne. We have a big fall season with the marching band outdoors. And we turn around in 2 months and we're heading off towards the Indianapolis area for several of these winter drumline, percussion, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, two big seasons for these kids and a lot of bills to pay.
And you've had success at both, actually. I mean, the winter marching season, probably the most successful run yet. And this drumline is really getting great accolades too.
Yes. We've had a third in the state, fourth in the state with the winter percussion people. We had a runner-up at state finals last fall with the marching band. Great things happening.
That's impressive. That is very impressive. It's a hardworking group. The students are having fun, too. You can see that when they're going to the competition. Just a family that you developed there, isn't it?
Yeah. Great bunch of kids. Just to give you an example, the marching band is kind of the whole band. Everybody does that. But this winter deal, it's completely voluntary. These kids practice 3 nights a week at least. We got 46 kids signed up to volunteer to be in this group.
That's so cool. Awesome job. Well, hats off to all the and, you know, the instructors. I know Mr. Hagen is the band director, but Mr. Riney helps out a lot. You got a whole crew of volunteers that help as well just to donate their time to make this happen.
Yeah, they put in a lot of extra time outside of the normal school day to make this happen. A lot of weekends. We'll have 5 weekends on the road with this percussion group.
So. And I've learned a lot from you about the cost of maintaining a band program. Wow. So it takes events like a big hog roast to keep this thing going strong.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and we don't enjoy going out trying to raise money all the time. It's just it's part of the deal to keep this going. When you got that many kids involved, the expenses are there, and we appreciate all the public support we've had. We've got a lot of great sponsors on our trailer when we go to all these competitions. But it takes deals like this, and what we try and do, you'll see seem like it gets slammed with a lot of things we're doing real quick. But we try and keep this between the seasons, because when the kids are in performance season, they don't have time for these deals.
That's right. Well, come out, because you can't root on the hatchets on an empty stomach, right?
Exactly.
4:30 to 7:30 this Saturday night. It's in the Washington High School cafeteria. Be there. Enjoy. What's on the menu again?
Pulled pork, potato salad, baked beans. We're going to have tea and lemonade. And also kind of a special deal where at the ball games we sell Dippin' Dots ice cream. A lot of kids enjoy that. We're going to bring those in. We're going to have a special cheaper price for those that are interested in the Dippin' Dots for the kids for coming to the hog roast.
This Saturday night, 4:30 to 7:30. Tickets, what's the website one more time?
WHSGoldenPride.com.
Go on the website, get your reservations. You'll save a buck. $5 for advance reservations. It's only $6 at the door. Either way, make sure you support the Washington Golden Bride Band this weekend at their Big Hog Roast Saturday night before the Washington Pike Central game. Scott, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for all your hard work with the boosters and to all those involved to make this program such a success. We appreciate you sharing time with us today.
Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate everything that you and WAMW do for all our groups at the school.
Glad to do it. Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.